I could be corrected, but I think I'm the first Donegal man to be the president of the Irish Medical Organisation, and probably more importantly, I'm the first Inishowen man to be the president of the IM.
And what hopes do you have moving forward? What would you like to achieve now in your term?
I think we're starting today with our AGM is opening up, and I think the theme of the AGM is really valuing patients by valuing doctors. I think we have to look at the value and the role of and the expertise of the doctor within the healthcare system. I think that there is a commentary that is that by increasing the number of other healthcare staff that you can compensate for the lack of doctors there are within the health system at present. I would disagree with that. I think adding new multidisciplinary team members will only help to enhance the product that we can give, but without the appropriate amount of doctors in the healthcare system, we are always going to be playing catch-up. Presently in Ireland, we need 2,000 new consultants. At the present minute, almost a fifth of all consultant posts are not filled. So, and when you consider we need 2,000 more, that is a major undertaking. I think we always have to realise that we're really just playing catch up if we don't build and produce more infrastructure and produce more hospital beds. The ERSI feel that we need 5,000 new beds in order to satisfy the need. The healthcare needs of Ireland is increasing. It's for a number of factors, but particularly because we have a population which is expanding, which is good. We are living longer, which is to be applauded. But with that will come increased healthcare needs. So unless we are really realistic about the infrastructural issues that have to be planned for the next 10 to 15 years rather than just a dull term, I think we are always going to be behind the game, and we're always going to have an issue where there is not enough capacity to deal with the demand. There's going to be waiting lists both in general practice and accident emergency for investigations and for inpatient care. So I think I just want to highlight these things. And finally, I think it is important that we look at how important that we call out disinformation in medicine. I think it has been highlighted recently with the fall off in the MMR vaccination rates to under 90%. We need it at 96%. In some areas, it's as low as 81%. This increases the risk of a child becoming, at the very least, quite sick and unwell for 10 days. But it could also mean that they become very unwell with a pneumonia or an encephalitis, or indeed they could die. And I think what isn't mentioned, the MMR also covers for mumps. There is a risk that if you don't vaccinate your child, particularly if it's an adult child, if they get mumps, they could be infertile for the rest of their lives. So I think it is important that we ask parents to have a conscious debate amongst themselves as to whether they should give a very safe vaccine to their child or allow them to be exposed to those risks. And I think we should call out disinformation in a very aggressive and forthright way.
That's a lot you have planned for your term. On a more personal note, how does it feel now taking on the role?
I'm very proud, I must admit. I have been involved with the Irish Medical Organisation for over 40 years. I can remember as a junior doctor driving up and down to meetings whilst I worked in Letterkenny. So I must admit that I am proud of our union at the present minute. We have been an effective union, particularly for the last 10 years. We represent all the doctor grades, consultants, junior doctors, GPs, public health doctors and area medical officers. And I think we stand together. There is always attempts to as it were, make us fight over resources that are available. But we always work for the benefit of the health system to give as good a service to the population as is possible, but also to ensure that we retain our doctors in Ireland, that they see a health service that is worth working in. So I'd like to play my part in that.